Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Folks, the war on 2,000 mules continues. I'm going to share with you some stuff. They are doing everything in their power to stop you, from talking about this movie. Why? The ballot boxes. I'm going to tie it all together for you today. They need these ballot boxes again. They were an endless stream of shenanigans in 2020. I'm going to show you what I mean coming up. I've got that. I've got how history is repeating itself right now. Ron DeSantis made a big move yesterday that has the left panicked because they can't repeat their history of destruction via socialism if we tell people what socialism is about. I'll prove it to you coming up. If you're looking for a new rifle or shotgun, I wholeheartedly recommend Henry Repeating Arms. You can visit them at henryusa.com. They've got more than 200 models to choose from, plus new releases throughout the year. And trust me, folks, you cannot beat their quality and their craftsmanship. Henry's come in a wide variety of calibers, everything from 22s up to long-distance hunting rounds. And there's so many finishes to choose from. Blued steel, hardened brass and silver, antique color case, even an all-weather finish that can handle the toughest outdoor conditions. Some models have octagon barrels that are beautifully machined and polished. And they only use the best grades of genuine American walnut for their stocks. And I also like that they're made in America by a family-owned business that gives you a lifetime warranty. They have affordable models starting at $250, collectible editions that are splurge-worthy up to $3,000, and many options in between. And call them if you have questions. Their award-winning customer service team can help you find the Henry that's right for you. Start by ordering a copy of their free catalog at henryusa.com. They'll mail you the catalog with two free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals. henryusa.com. Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show. Let me get right to it. I've got that. I've got a loaded show, including the Biden administration getting caught in an outright lie against yesterday. Again, yesterday, we always bring the receipts. Loaded show for you. Today's show brought to you by StartMail. StartMail. Free email services like Gmail and Google aren't, Gmail and Yahoo, aren't really free. You pay with your privacy. In fact, internet giants like big tech bank on exploiting your data and selling it to the highest bidder. Your business plan? Google has it. Your medical records? Yahoo can sell them to drug companies. That's why I use StartMail. It makes me feel safe. I don't like people surveilling my email. Keeps email private, period. Every email can be encrypted, even if the recipient doesn't use encryption. When you delete an email in StartMail, it's gone, as in forever. And StartMail uses their own servers, not Amazon's, which means they can't be put out of business. Switching to StartMail, like start, finish, StartMail is seamless too. You can easily transfer all of your current email data so there's no starting from scratch. StartMail is backed by the most stringent privacy laws in the world. You get unlimited anonymous aliases. This feature protects your main email from spam and phishing attacks. So when you're giving your email to a company but want to protect your identity, StartMail can generate a shareable alias email so people can't sell your information and they can be deleted anytime. Everybody needs to ditch spy mail and get with StartMail. Your cybersecurity has never been more at risk. Email snoops and scammers are taking advantage of the pandemic as phishing has skyrocketed in the last year. Take control of your privacy with StartMail before it's too late. I get a lot of questions about this product. It's StartMail. Start securing your email privacy today with StartMail. Sign up today. You'll get 50% off your first year. Go to startmail.com/Bongino. That's StartMail with a T, like start, finish. Start, startmail.com/Bongino. startmail.com/Bongino for 50% off your first year. startmail.com/Bongino. Thanks, StartMail. All right, Joe, let's go.
And we're off.
Yes, sir. We are very excited about today's show. Folks, this war on Dinesh D'Souza's movie is getting ugly behind the scenes. I'm not kidding when I tell you this. I have not seen a meltdown like this behind the scenes since Parler shot to number one in the App Store for like the second or third time. And the left realized that their monopoly on the information stream via Twitter and Facebook was going to be broken. I haven't seen anything like it. I lived through that. I'm now living through this. There is a clearly organized effort to stop you from seeing what happened in the 2020 election for a very specific reason. They want to do it again. They cannot refute the material in Dinesh's movie. They can't. The material and the evidence is overwhelming that there were people who were trafficking ballots to ballot boxes in violation of U.S. law. It's irrefutable. Now, yesterday, here's what happened after I got off the podcast. There has been a war. The Facebook deputizes these fact checkers to take over their site. So one of these fact checkers, you know, Bill McCarthy, again, the guy, we beat this kid enough up yesterday, the guy who got his certificate from Ben and Jerry's to fact check, right? The kid's like, I don't know what he looks like. He's about 12 years old. They have gone after now because they can't prove the information is false. They declare it partly false. This is hilarious, Joe. Guys, and Justin, you're in college, right? Did I miss something? Justin's back, by the way, folks. I forgot to acknowledge that yesterday. It's always good to see Justin. Can something be partly false? You know about that? Wait, Joe, can you explain that to me? Something's either false or it's true. Right. It's not partly false. Like, when I show you evidence of ballot harvesting, how is it partly false? Like, what's partly false about it? Now, you may have an opinion on it that, well, the cell phone data that they use to track these people, you may have an opinion about cell phone data, but that doesn't make it partly false. It just makes it your opinion. There are other opinions, like legal ones and like the Supreme Court. I'll get to that in a second. John Roberts, who said cell phone tracking is pretty precise. The media said the same thing, right? Law enforcement uses it. You may have an opinion, but that doesn't make it partly false. But you have to understand what they're doing here. Because they know that the missing context or flawed analysis label isn't strong enough to make this story go away, they had to change it, Joe, to partly false. This happened yesterday after I got off the air. This is the back end of my Facebook page. I shared the trailer and the link to 2000 Mules, 2000mules.locals.com, where you can see it. All of a sudden yesterday, now that this thing has made $1 million in 12 hours on Locals, they are terrified. Partly false information in a post that Dan Bongino shared. Independent fact checkers reviewed the information and said it was partly false. You understand the same guy, McCarthy, who we eviscerated his credibility by offering $100,000 for him to defend his fact check on me on that Fox show. $100,000 could change the kid's life. He won't take the money because he knows he has no credibility. He's trying to stop you from seeing this. There is hysteria. There are some things I can't share for reasons I'll explain at another time. But folks, the war on this movie is real. They are doing everything in their power to stop this thing. Now, why? I want to repeat yesterday's show. You heard about a lot on the radio. What's going on? They are desperate to get the ballot boxes back again, folks. They need to steal another election in 2022 and 2024. And they know they can't possibly win without election fraud on a mass scale. They understand that. The ballot boxes are the perfect way for them to scheme. Think about it. Why? You know what? I didn't address this yesterday, but why? When you're a voter, if Joe goes to vote, and let's say he's bringing a vote. Let's say in whatever state where it's legal to take, say, grandma's vote in for, Grandma Armaca says, Joe, can you bring my ballot in? And Joe's like, sure, because he's a good guy. Yeah, go, sure. Joe's a nice guy. Like, he does that kind of stuff. If Joe were to go into a voting location and meet a voting official and say, here's grandma's ballot, the voting person, there'd be a camera, there'd be footage of it, obviously. And also the voting official, the election board would see Joe, right? If Joe were to come back later with 6 and 7 more ballots, don't you think the voting person would be like, wait, didn't we just see you? Because whose are these ballots? Oh, that's my other 6 grandmas. You have 6 grandmas? How is that exactly? How did that work out? You understand why the ballot box with no official there is so important to them? It enables the mules to mass traffic in ballots. That's why they want them so bad. Why they want you to... Yes, sir. Yeah, it is an open door to fraud. That's why they want them so bad. So, because they know this movie will eviscerate the idea that a ballot box is secure from election fraud, they need you to not see it. But they also... There's another track. There's two forks. Hide the truth, right? Verse number one. Hide what happened in 2020. Very important. Don't let them see what happened at ballot boxes. Number two, scare the living out of people with COVID so that people don't want to go to an election booth, right? Oh my gosh, COVID, we can't go there. We definitely need these ballot boxes, even though there could be fraud. So you have to scare them again. But what's the problem, folks? The problem is, people are starting to learn to live with COVID like we've learned to live with the flu and the cold and everything else, different degrees of severity. But, meningitis and other viruses. Sadly, we have to learn to live with them. It's with us. We figured out that the vaccines don't stop transmission. Sadly, you're all likely at some point to get COVID. You are. I got it twice. Gee got it. Justin, did you get it? Justin got it. We're okay. So yeah, we're all good here. Joe got it twice. So me and Joe are twofers. Me and Joe got the deuce. We were rocking the deuce Sarusky. So you're going to get it. Americans, we're a resilient people and we've learned to live with. The only people panicking over COVID anymore are government people. But why? How does panic help them? Well, here's the Washington Post. As if on cue, Joe, wait, I just want to make sure. Today's date's the 10th. So this was May 6th. This is a couple of days ago, right? Washington Post, coronavirus wave, Joe, this fall could affect 100 million. Administration warns. Oh, administration's warning about another wave. It's kind of weird because Joe Biden, after he won the election, they had nothing to lose because it wasn't an election around the corner. Remember, he gave the speech, "We've defeated COVID. Everybody calm down. By the way, go out and spend money so I can save my record," right? Now, all of a sudden, Biden knows that they can't do that. They will not. This record is beyond saving. They're looking at an electoral apocalypse in 2022. And really weird, Joe, all of a sudden, the administration's warning about a deadly wave of 100 million. You think it's by accident, folks? Huh. Fear is their coin of the realm. They need the damn ballot boxes, and you can expect this Drudge Report, media, left-wing, Biden administration hysteria right now to continue about how deadly this wave is going to be. Man, you can't vote. You vote, you're definitely going to die. We need those ballot boxes again. Hey, wasn't there a movie about that? No, there's no movie. No, it's been debunked. It's been debunked. There was no movie. It was called 200 Miles. They'll make you like put in a search engine on Google, their preferred search engine. And Google will direct you. They'll direct you to Eight Mile by Eminem. There you go. That's the movie. There you go. 8 Mile. Oh, and an 8 Mile road. That's what they'll do. They'll send you to the bunny rabbit thing with the rap battle standoff at the end. That's what they'll send you to. And this is how we keep making the same mistakes over and over again. That's going to be the theme of today's show. Sometimes I have a theme, ties it all together. Today's show, the entire show will be this theme, and I'm going to put it in today's news. How history keeps repeating itself because the left wants to silence the truth. They're trying to stop you from seeing 2,000 mules so they can cheat again so history can repeat itself. And they don't want you to understand that this is going to lead to mass fraud again, and they need to hide it, so they need to accuse everyone of being a liar or a conspiracy theorist. It's the only thing they have. Now, how do we keep making the same mistakes again? Because the left controls the information stream, hence their panic about Elon Musk. So, hat tip Phil Kirpin, who pulled this from someone else's feed. But this is a 2018 medical conference where a woman named Lori Garrett, who's an expert on the topic, it's from 2018. This ties into the fear campaign. We're going to relive the same mistakes again. Fear, we need ballot boxes, you can't vote, you're all going to die. Yet this Lori Garrett back in 2018, so they just uncovered this, gave a really exhaustive answer on the effectiveness of masks and why masks basically don't stop you from getting COVID. Her answer, not mine. This is 2018. Keep in mind, folks, 2018, before the mass outbreak, right, of COVID. And listen to what Lori Garrett says about why masks are necessary. Remember what I told you. The left cannot exist without fear. Check this out.
There's only a couple of countries that have ever really done large-scale studies to try and figure out what might work. Japan, it may not surprise you, is one of them. And they, in one of their large studies, they basically showed that the masks, it seemed like the major efficacy of a mask is that it causes alarm in the other person. And so you stay away from each other. And that's what I think happened with SARS. When I was in the SARS epidemic, I saw everywhere all over Asia, people started wearing these masks. And it is alarming when you walk down a street and everybody coming towards you has a mask on. You definitely do social distancing. You definitely, it's just a gut thing. But did the mask really help them? Did the mask keep the virus out? Almost certainly not. If the virus was in their around their face, the mask would not have made the difference.
Did the science change? And since 2018, she just said Japan did an exhaustive study on this. That was at a medical conference. Yeah, it's kind of strange because remember after we quit YouTube, Google owns YouTube. Google said, no, you can't quit. We're going to ban you from YouTube. And remember what they said, the reason why? They said COVID misinformation, which is interesting because we then asked Google, we said, what was the COVID information, disinformation or misinformation you speak of? And you notice they couldn't provide it? Why? Because we told you the exact same thing. Gee, I swear, I should have told you this before the show. It's my fault. We should have pulled a clip. There are thousands of them. Joe, you know them too. Me saying this exact thing. That masks may have a small benefit, the surgical, small, like infinitesimally small, on the transmission side. In other words, if you're actively sneezing, it may stop a few droplets. But on the receiving side, it will do almost nothing to protect you from getting COVID. The air goes around the mask. Now, a KN95 may provide some small degree of protection if fitted properly. Did we not say this, Joe? But no. We said the real reason they want you in masks is because it is a visual symbol of fear. Folks, you're not wasting your time here.
Yep.
It makes everyone understand, be afraid, you're in a pandemic. By the way, we can't let you vote in person. You're afraid, right? You're afraid, right? You're afraid, right? You all scared? Vote in person. We need ballot boxes. You do. Ballot box. People are just going to get in line at the ballot box rather than in line at the voting location. You can't do the same thing there. No. It's different at the ballot box. It's different. You got to line up outside. Yeah, we can have people line up outside the voting location. No. That's different. It's different air out there. It's different air. There's a different air outside a ballot box. It's all contaminated around the voting location, not the ballot box. The ballot box air is clean. It's clean. How do you know that? I don't. I just made it up. The visual symbol. Guys, you remember, I mean, I'm not making this up, right? Like you watched, if you regular listeners of the podcast, our P1s, as they call them in the business, you know, I said this to you 1,000 times. They need fear. It's all they have. Give us your money. Give us your kids. Give us your education. Give us your vote. Give us a sacrifice, voter integrity, and everything, all in the name of fear. The only way they can do it is fear. It's the Walking Dead theory. The only reason people walk into a prison voluntarily is because they're more afraid of what's on the outside. Fear. There's Lori. I don't know Lori Garrett. All I know is what she said there. I'm sure they'll ask her now. They'll demand she retract this statement. What she said there is scientifically accurate. And yet Google, after we quit YouTube, had to go back and ban us from YouTube for saying that exact thing. Is that clip allowed on YouTube? By the way, it doesn't matter. I'm not going back. Make no mistake. I'm not looking for any excuse again. YouTube was a disaster. It is a disaster now. It's a disgraced platform full of communists who are hurting right now and desperately trying to get creators back who they banned. Believe me, I got a good scoop on what's going on at YouTube. They're in real trouble. Rumble has them terrified. That is not me virtue signaling for Rumble. I am telling you, they are terrified, YouTube. Terrified. You're going to see it in the coming weeks. People are evacuating in droves and going over to Rumble. They are scared. Is Lori Garrett going to be banned? Has the science changed? Has anyone discredited that Japan study? Is Lori Garrett retracting that? She may have. Send it over, Lori. We'd love to hear it. You're now claiming masks definitely work? You see how they need fear? You see how the fear narrative and the history, even though we know the history of the science about masks and the ineffectiveness in stopping a pandemic. I ask you with the Moneyball theory, if masks work, why aren't masks working? You see how we keep repeating history over and over and over again because you were prevented from hearing things like that? A lot of you went outside with the mask thinking you were safe. You weren't, because people lied to you. Not me. I'm not going to lie to you, folks. I'm in a battle with Facebook right now over this thing, too. I'll keep you updated on that. I may have some news coming up in the coming days about that. Of course, it's not just, you know, dunces on the left. I don't know. I've never heard of this guy before. Todd Schnitz. Have you heard of Todd Schnitz? You know this guy, Joe? He's a radio guy or something like that.
No, I never heard
Todd
of him.
Schnitzel or something like that. So here's Todd Schnitz responding to my good friend, Joe Pags, who put him in his place. He says 2,000 mules is conspiratorial nonsense designed to make unfit Trump feel good. Payback for the pardon. The premise has been completely debunked. This is Todd. Let me show you a picture of Todd Schnitz. There's Todd Schnitz, folks. That's your guy. Him and Bill McCarthy. I wonder if Todd got his certificate from Ben and Jerry's too, like Bill McCarthy. Keep in mind, thank the Lord for the weakness and pathetic nature of our enemies. There's Todd Schnitz. Todd Schnitzy. Schnitz, don't worry, Joe. Schnitz said it's been debunked with Bill McCarthy. They said cell phone data is just not accurate. The fact checker said that. They did? It's interesting because I showed you evidence from the New York Times of the New York Times using cell phone data for precision tracking. I told you the military uses it to kill and target people. Kind of weird. Joe, that'd be kind of bad, right? If they were killing people and it wasn't precise, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
Let's take out Joe Armacost and they hit his neighbor, Granny Smith, next door. That wouldn't be good. Military uses it. So Dinesh notes to people like Todd Schnitz and other morons who can't read. Since the fact checkers, this is a Dinesh tweet. Since the fact checkers say geo-tracking is imprecise and inaccurate, here's Chief Justice John Roberts in a 2018 opinion. History repeating itself again, folks. If you would have seen this, you'd be able to see history. Here's John Roberts about cell phone tracking. When the government tracks the location of a cell phone, it achieves near perfect surveillance, as if it had attached an ankle monitor to the phone's user. Bill McCarthy, you know that? What about Todd Schnitz? Todd Schnitz, who's on like KMORON TV or radio down somewhere in Florida. Lefties are still trying to figure that out. Yeah. So the military uses it to kill people. Law enforcement uses it for precision tracking. The New York Times has cited it for precise location. And the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court says it's the equivalent of an ankle monitor. But don't worry, Bill McCarthy from PolitiFact, who still hasn't collected his $100,000. All I did was ask him to defend his statement that I stated something. The kid can get $100,000 cash and he won't take it. What does that tell you about his credibility? Bill McCarthy and Todd Schnitz said, nope, it's definitely been debunked. There you go. Again, thank the Lord for the incompetence of our political enemies. All right, folks, let me get to this. I got a lot more to get to. History, again, repeating itself over and over because of people like Todd Schnitz and other morons like Bill McCarthy, who will keep you from seeing the truth. I've been to pugs. Todd Schnitz. Okay, moving on. Let me get to the next sponsor, and I want to get to this Miami Herald article, something Ron DeSantis did. Do we have Ron DeSantis strikes again? Cue that baby up. We'll get to that in a second. I didn't even throw that. I got to make sure I tell Guy that. He puts together these great stingers. Hey, scrolling through social media can be fun, but can also expose you to con artists. Always be on the lookout for identity thieves who want your personal and financial information so they can open accounts in your name. Also, never socially share if you'll be gone from home for an extended period, as thieves may try to ransack it. Your house, that is. It's important. It's important to understand our cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. I had my identity stolen. It was a nightmare. I had LifeLock a long time ago. Your personal information gets exposed so often, it makes it dangerously easy for a cybercriminal to steal your identity. Again, it happened to me. That's when I got LifeLock. Protecting, for me and my family, by the way, protecting your identity can be easy with LifeLock by Norton. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats you may not spot in your own, like crimes committed by thieves pretending to be you. I get texts to my phone that come in like that. If you do become a victim of identity theft like I was, they'll get a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist. They'll work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it's easy to help protect you and your identity with LifeLock. Identity theft protection, it starts with LifeLock. LifeLock. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com/Bongino. It is worth it. That's LifeLock.com/Bongino for 25% off. LifeLock.com/Bongino. All right, back to the show. Thanks, LifeLock. It's important. Their service is great. History's repeating itself. They're going to try to push for ballot boxes again, more masks, more vaccine mandates, because people have been isolated from the truth. If you knew the truth about masks, vaccine mandates, and ballot harvesting, we wouldn't do this again. But the left needs to hide history. They need to wipe that out. So Todd Schnitzes of the world will go out and repeat nonsense conspiracy theories to make sure we make the same mistakes over again. And by the way, they're not mistakes. The left is doing this intentionally. They love to cheat in elections, and they want to make sure they scare you on purpose. It's not an accident. So can always count on, Cernovich calls him Heavy D. Ron DeSantis in Florida. So here's the latest episode of Heavy D, Ron DeSantis strikes again. The Miami, it's my favorite stinger. He has a lot of, Joe's like, you're not much of a dancer, right? No, I'm not. But you got to watch the Rumble show. You'll get it, folks. So excited about today's show. So Ron DeSantis has decided, listen, you know, this whole socialism thing, fellas, is really not working out. You know, death, destruction, starvation, those are kind of the trifecta of dumb, right? We really don't want to starve. Dying's not. Remember the golden rule of the Dan Bongino show, which is what? Don't get dead.
Right.
Socialism
helps you get dead quick. Jokers, yeah, right. Don't get dead. death, deprivation, starvation, all kind of bad things, economic depravity. We don't want any of that stuff. It's really bad. So Ron DeSantis has decided, this is the Miami Herald, which is a left-leaning outlet. I mean, to the left of probably the Washington Post. They say DeSantis signs bill mandating communism lessons in class as the GOP leans on education. But I want you to pay very close attention to the screenshot. You know how Republicans pounce? You know these stories, right? Whenever it's a story about the left, they got to frame it in terms of Republicans pouncing or seizing to make it seem like what DeSantis did, which is common sense. Teach people the history of the death and destruction and starvation of communism so they don't do it again. They got to make this a story about pouncing and seizing to make the Republicans seem like mercenaries. Like, look what they're doing. Here, listen to it. It's right here. This is by Bianca Padro Ocasio. They note, it is, however, the first state to mandate school instruction on that day as Florida Republicans continue to seize on education policy while placing school curriculum at the forefront of their political priorities ahead of the 2022 midterms. Now, instead of Bianca Padro Ocasio writing a story about the horrors of communism and the hundreds of millions of body bags and dead people all over the world because of communism and socialism, right? No, she doesn't do that at all. The story has to be framed again in context of Ron DeSantis seizing. It's always a story about the Republican response, not what the Democrats actually did. Now, that would have been a great story to tie to this story. AP, Chile's Boric attempts relaunch as honeymoon ends abruptly. Well, what happened in Chile? Well, I'm not going to make this a long, long segment here, but Boric got elected in Chile. He is a socialist, a left-wing, he's a communist. He's beyond the socialist. He's a communist, right, Boric? So he got elected on all these, you know, things they all promised. Joe, oh my gosh, we're going to have like a chicken in every pot. You get it? We're going to have, everybody's going to be rich. We're going to get rid of those rich people. You understand, it was awful, big oil, we're going to attack. And about 3 months in, the economy started to fall apart. Everybody realized the streets are getting, oh, by the way, he doesn't like the police either, unless they're working for him, like the secret police, right? So all of a sudden, just a few months in, Chile's falling apart again because of socialism. This is time. What's that? Shaggy, yeah, Guy says Shaggy. You see, we're going right where I'm going. Stunner, Joe. This is only the, what, 600 or 700th time in a row that we've tried socialism and death and destruction and poverty have followed. But don't worry. We'll get them next time. Joe, you got to admire their tenacity. We'll get them next time, fellas. Now, she could have wrote that in her story, right? But of course, why would you write that in your story? It would actually teach kids history and would teach them not to try communism, because communism helps you what? Helps you get dead and get dead fast. And the golden rule of the Dan Bongino show is don't get dead. Getting dead is really bad. But keep it up. The tenacity, it's admirable. You got a lot of gusto, you commies out there. The next time we're going to nail this thing down. How many body bags? It doesn't matter. The next time we're going to do it. Now, no, it doesn't. No, nothing good does come. He's going to take a lot of effort to dismantle the monopoly on education. So history's repeating itself, not just with communism, with masks, with ballot boxes, with disinformation campaigns on the left. History is repeating itself in inflation again. Joe and I lived through it. The 1980s and late 70s. I was very young at the time. Granted, I did live through it. Inflation was a horror. Inflation was double digits. If you wanted to get a mortgage, it was 10, 12, 15%. The economy was a disaster under big government Republicans and awful Democrats like Jimmy Carter. Now, we lived through that. There was a very simple, although difficult, solution. It was difficult. As Justin just said, nothing worthwhile comes easy. There was a lot of pain involved. Reagan came in. He understood the problem. He knew we had to incentivize supply to create more products, because more money chasing less products leads to inflation. So one of the ways to ebb inflation is to create more products. More money, more products, you can at least stem the tide of inflation, right? He also knew we had to crush inflation. So Paul Volcker from the Fed put in really high interest rates to dry up the supply of money, which caused the recession. There's no doubt about that. So we know what worked. You understand how we know? Because you can just look at the history. But because they want you to believe the history isn't there, and they have Facebook and Twitter doing everything they can to make sure you never see real history, using fact checkers to stop you, you get comments like this that go unfact checked at all by Bill McCarthy or Todd Schnitz. Here's Jen Psaki just the other day suggesting that, gee, nobody warned us, you know, about the inflation. We had no idea. I want you to listen to her own words. Check this out.
If we look at the recent inflation data, depending on which data you look at, 2/3 to even 70% of inflation data is a result of energy prices. A large part of that is the result, and Chairman Powell has spoken to this, and Secretary Yellen has also spoken to this, as a result of President Putin's invasion of Ukraine and the impact on the global energy markets. Those are all steps and impacts that I don't think anyone could have predicted a year ago.
No one could have predicted it a year ago? Let's go to Larry Summers a year ago talking about this exact problem. Again, is that Bill McCarthy going to fact check this? What about Schnitz? What about the fact checkers at AP? Anyone going to fact check this? This is Larry Summers literally a year ago in November of 2021. Here, check this out.
How long do you think inflation is going to go up?
I think the odds are that we're going to have inflation of a kind we haven't seen in 30 years until either the Fed takes some significant move with respect to monetary policy or until there's some kind of accident.
All right. It was last chronologically, not exactly a year. It was November of 2021. But that kind of gave you enough time to prepare, right? I thought nobody said anything. Is that, you think I made that up? But you think that's some kind of a joke? It's like a skit he was doing, like Larry Summers is into comedy. He was inspired by the Dave Chappelle. Oh, man, I got to get into comedy and show him what I'm made of. There he was a year ago. Where are the fact checkers on that? The fact checkers checking the accuracy of cell phone data. Where are you on that? The answer is they're nowhere on that because they need to hide the history of Larry Summers' warning in the Reagan years, the early Reagan years. Because if they told you the history about what it takes to stop inflation, stop spending money we don't have, produce tax cuts for economic growth to create more supply, and up interest rates, if they told you that, it would make big government nearly impossible. So what do they have to do? They have to lie, and morons fall for it. Can't believe we got to do this. All right, let me get to my next sponsor. I'm going to show you how, again, history is repeating itself. This man in the White House right now is easily the worst president in United States history. There, I can't think of a... Obama was bad. Biden takes the cake. He is... I'm not sure we can handle... I'm praying we can. I'm not sure we can handle another 2+ years of this guy. I'm really not. I'll tell you what's going on in a minute. His latest proposal. Even though we know what happened with Reagan, he wants to repeat the same mistakes.
With cyber attacks on the rise, protecting your data security is more important than ever. So why is Congress considering a law that puts your data at greater risk of being hacked and exposed to foreign networks? The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill shifts billions in consumer spending to less secure payment networks, all so that corporate megastores can make bigger profits. Don't let Durbin-Marshall steal your data. Visit handsoffmyrewards.com/security and tell your senators to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
So Biden has put out a plan now. He says he's going to talk about it today after the show, but we've already got kind of an idea based on press leaks about what Joe Biden's going to say. So Tom Cotton kind of summed the whole thing up in a tweet he put out. Tom Cotton, the senator from Arkansas. Here's his account. So first he talks about all the, this is just a terrific tweet. He talks about all the blame Joe Biden. I told you what's causing inflation, folks. We know history. We've been here before. Spending money we don't have and a supply problem. So here's a list. So Joe Biden doesn't want to admit any of that because he doesn't want to admit his role in it. So here's a partial list, Cotton notes, of Biden's prior explanations for inflation. There's no inflation. That was number one. Then it was transitory. Then it was a high class problem. Then it was a delayed treadmill. Remember that one? Then it was chicken farmers. Then it was COVID. Then it was big oil. Then it was corporate greed. And then it was the Putin price hike. Now, keep in mind, none of this involves Joe Biden. It's always a blame game. It's remarkable. We know, if you follow basic history, you know this. So Biden's response is we're going to raise taxes on the richest Americans instead. By the way, that's not Rick Scott's, that's not what Rick Scott put in the plan. That is the left, even the lefty fact checkers knocked that out. Rick Scott, for my beefs over certain things, his plan was actually pretty good. He's trying to say, Biden, that hiking taxes on the rich is the way to go. And he calls it the ultra MAGA plan. Okay? Hiking taxes on the rich. So, folks, listen, again, you can read history or you can just succumb to it. Okay? Whether you like or dislike rich people, candidly, is irrelevant. I say to Guy all the time at the end of the show, you think it was a good show? And sometimes he says, no, I don't think so, but I think the audience will like it because we have a difference of opinion. We all both agree, me and him both, that it doesn't matter what we think. It matters what you think because it's your show. That's the way economics works. It doesn't matter what you think. What matters is what works. You may hate rich people. You may say, I can't stand rich people. They're a bunch of slobs. It's ill-gotten gains. But the hard reality is they're rich because they have money. And the money is where the capital is. And the capital is what flows to businesses that produces the supply. Whether you like them or not is irrelevant. So when Biden, who's going to push today for a tax hike on the rich, in contrast to the ultra MAGA plan, right? When he pushes for a tax hike on the rich, understand, he is taking more money out of the productive economy, whether you like it or not. That's what he wants to do, which will lead to less investment in business and less supply, which will lead to more inflation. How do we know this? Because history strikes again, folks, because Reagan got in office and cut taxes and upped interest rates. He did the opposite. Here's a piece from last year, just about a year ago, May of 2021, by Chris Talgo in The Hill. Biden should take a page out of Reagan's inflation-killing playbook. So what did Reagan do? Again, folks, history, leftists, read it sometime. When Reagan entered the Oval Office in 1980, he inherited an economy struggling with runaway inflation. Sound familiar, folks? In January of 1980, inflation was 13.9%. By April, it increased to 14.8. For anyone who lived through the 70s and early 80s, the inflation era, like Joe and I, life was tough. Fortunately, by the late 80s, Reagan's free market policies, coupled with a hike in interest rates, like I just said, had wrestled inflation down to a more sustainable 4.6%. Since the late 80s, inflation has remained off of America's radar of things to worry about. That is, until now. So we know Reagan had this problem even worse. Upped interest rates, cut taxes. Reagan cut the top tax rate on those evil rich folks from 71% all the way down to 28%. Gosh, those evil rich folks, man, they got over, did they? Here's Statista. It's just a statistic site, Aaron O'Neill. Here's the annual growth rates, GDP in the United States. In other words, how the economy grew. So I took a screenshot of the Reagan years. So Reagan cut taxes, and his Federal Reserve at the time hiked interest rates, crushed inflation. But did we grow the economy? Well, when Reagan got into office with inflation, look at the growth rates. They're horrible. Negative 0.3, 2.5, negative 1.8. Then all of a sudden, after the tax cuts and the Volcker hike of the interest rates comes in, the money supply starts to dry up a little bit, and we start to get out of recession due to Reagan's bold plan. What happens in 83? 4.6%. Growth. What happens in 84? 7.2%. Wow. That's a lot. The average growth rate in the United States is about 3%. That's more than double. 85, 4.2. 86, 3.5. 87, 3.5. 88, 4.2. Again, folks, we know what works. We know what works. But because fact checkers, who are nothing more than agitprop propagandists for the regime, don't want to tell you what works, because what works is the exact opposite of what Joe Biden's doing, and they are tools of the regime right now. By the way, if you lived through the late 70s and early 80s with inflation, you remember mortgage rates. Folks, getting a mortgage in those days, you were paying double digits. You were paying double digits, like 10, 12, 15% for your mortgage, right? That's coming back. Here's an article by Bullgo, otherwise known as Politico. They're right in this. Surging mortgage rates add to Biden's economic woes. What's the problem here? He's supposed to be a big warrior for the middle class, right? Joe Biden, have at it, man. A little fist bump, big warrior for the middle class. Well, how does the middle class figure out how they can buy a house, folks? Are they paying cash? Most middle class families, I would argue, are not paying cash. I think the data backs that up. Most middle class families are paying on a monthly payment, right? Anything I'm saying crazy? You go in to buy a car, you go in to buy a house. What do they tell you? Here's what the monthly payment. Just go to a mortgage calculator. What interesting. How do they break it down? The monthly payment. Why do families do that? Because families are on a budget. A lot of them don't have $300,000 cash laying around to pay for a home. So they need a loan. They will pay back that loan monthly. So they gauge it by a monthly payment because they get paid biweekly and monthly, and they want to make sure they can afford their bills. For the left, I know this is new to you. All a shocker, right? So what happens when interest rates go up? Well, when interest rates go up, the monthly payment goes up, whether the price of the house goes up or not. The same $300,000 house at a 3% mortgage and at a 12% mortgage costs a lot more at 12% per month than it does at 3%. I know, lefties, this is tough, which means you can't afford it on a monthly payment. Why? It's the same house, $300,000. But the monthly payment is different, which doesn't affect rich people, by the way, because they buy homes in cash. But it does affect you. But don't worry, Biden's in it for the middle class, right? He's got a solution to solve inflation right here. Stop the government spending, hike interest rates, cut taxes. He doesn't want to do it. He's going to come out today with a plan to do the exact opposite. Literally the exact opposite, not figuratively. He's going to spend more money. He's talking about new Build Back Better and more. And he wants to hike taxes. The exact opposite, which will cause this problem to get worse. And idiots, because of Bill McCarthy and Todd Schnitz, they'll go out and repeat the same mistakes again. That's what happens when you control information. That's what happens when you control history. All right, let me get to my next sponsor. Let me tell you what I got next. Two-pager, of course, today, as always these days. Again, history will repeat itself. The lockdowns will probably happen again if there is another outbreak of a virus, COVID or otherwise, because we won't learn from history, even though left-leaning Harvard had to acknowledge now that the lockdowns were a total disaster. I've got that. And probably the dumbest tweet of the day by Ron Fliparuski, another Twitter moron up there with Schnitz, who can't seem to get his head out of his rectum. We'll get to that in a second, too. Joe's favorite sponsor now, though. Rock Auto.
Yeah.
You notice when you go to a big famous store online, a lot of the stuff for sale actually comes from random people you never heard of before. Listen, you don't want to buy a pacemaker for your chest or a set of brake pads for a car from an anonymous marketplace seller. Go to places you trust. RockAuto.com. RockAuto.com. You can listen, they don't carry pacemakers at RockAuto.com, but auto parts is the only thing they do. Joe loves them. I love them. They've been selling parts and related tools online for more than 20 years. RockAuto.com offers an enormous selection of parts made by respected quality manufacturers with brands you both recognize and you trust. Their unique online catalog makes it super easy to choose the correct parts to repair or maintain your car or truck. RockAuto.com's prices are reliably low across the board. They don't mark up prices for classic cars or charge crazy car dealer prices for parts for newer cars. They don't do it. They don't do it. Get the parts you need at rockauto.com, rockauto.com. Good parts, great prices, rockauto.com. When you check out, do us one favor, please. There's a How Did You Hear About Us box on the website. Just write Bongino, B-O-N-G-I-N-O, in there. We'd really appreciate it so they know we sent you. Thanks a lot. So again, history will repeat itself again, I'm sad to report. We will repeat lockdowns, although there's zero evidence lockdowns have done a darn thing to stop these COVID pandemics at all. It basically just erupts later on. We'll see that. We're learning that now. So the Harvard Gazette, Liz Mineo, I put this in the newsletter today, bongino.com/newsletter, if you'd like to take a look. Did a little study here. Remote learning likely widened racial and economic achievement gap. Oh my gosh, that's interesting. I'm going to get to a screenshot from this in a minute. Kind of sounds like something I warned you about on my YouTube account before Google tried to ban us after we quit YouTube, saying that was misinformation. It was? Is Harvard going to be kicked off YouTube too? Of course not. Harvard doesn't have a stake in Rumble, as far as I know, so you got to get rid of your competitors. Weird how Google did that, right? Although everything I told you in those podcasts that were on YouTube turned out to be true. Masks, lockdowns. And the Harvard Gazette notes that, interestingly, gaps in math achievement by race and school poverty did not widen in school districts in states such as Texas and Florida and elsewhere that remain largely in person. My gosh, it's like I said, Joe, Ron DeSantis, right? Maybe we should try the DeSantis model, and we were called conspiracy theorists and all that stuff. Remember that?
Yeah, sure do.
Yeah, I remember that too. Yeah, yeah. Interesting how Harvard, you know, 2 years too late kind of piles on. Keep banning us, though. I think I'm the most banned person in America right now for telling you the truth. It's glorious. It's a good feeling. I had a big fight yesterday over this with someone who told me, like, oh my gosh, I don't know. This is going to start to hurt folks. I don't care. I don't care one bit. I am going down in flames with the truth. I will. If I'm going out, I'm going out with the truth on my side. I am as serious as a heart attack right now. You can ban me from every single platform out there. I am not going to lie for a dollar. You can forget it. And you'd be surprised how many people will. Speaking of losers and sellouts, here's a guy, Ron Fliparuski. This guy's on Twitter. He has made a cottage industry out of ridiculous. The guy's a chump. I mean, I don't know what his whole purpose is. He's obviously, if he's a chump, he's a hero to the left. But here's Fliparuski. He wants to attack a great congressman from Texas, medical doctor, Ronnie Jackson, who I know very well. So Ronnie tweeted out that Gmail is actively suppressing emails from Republicans hitting your inbox. Straight to spam. This is election interference. Big tech is out of control. So Fliparuski, who, again, I don't know what this guy's done that he has anything, but the left seems to love him. Fliparuski notes, every single day, just like clockwork, you always know when happy hour started with the first crazy Ronnie tweet, suggesting Ronnie Jackson was drinking, by suggesting that Gmail is actively suppressing Republican candidate stuff. So Ron, of course, who doesn't understand history because he probably believes Bill McCarthy from the Fact Checkers and Todd Schnitzel, Ron could have just actually put this in a search engine and seen this article that popped up just the other day from Reclaim the Net. Reclaim the Net article clearly lays out right here. We'd covered this the other day about Gmail. Gmail suppressing Republican candidates. They actually did a study on it. Ron doesn't know that, of course. Ron reads Bill McCarthy. You know, once you read a lot of Bill McCarthy, it kind of rots your brain. It's like that Creutzfeldt-Jacob disease, you know, mad cow eats away at your brain with a virus. So good job, Ron. You might want to check out, it's in my newsletter today, Ron Fliparuski, if you'd like to read it, Bongino.com/newsletter. The headline's right there about Gmail suppressing Republican candidates. But again, history keeps repeating itself because of morons like Ron. Okay, folks, getting back to this story, because it's important, excuse me. There's more law breaking going on in front of these justices' houses. The violent left, listen to me, keep your head on a swivel around these people. I'm not kidding. I'm not being dramatic for effect. The left is violent. They have always been violent. The leftist media loves violence. They sanction violence. The abortion ruling that's going to be coming from the Supreme Court in the Dobbs Roe v. Wade case is going to be a disaster. For them, not for us. It's going to be a gift for human life. But for them, they are going to melt down. Abortion is a sacrament. They are a cult of death. They need abortion. Abortion is their way to break up and divide the family and separate women from men. They can't stand it. They can't stand the idea of us protecting human life and the dignity of the American family. They can't. This was Samuel Alito's house yesterday, a clear violation of both federal and Virginia law. His house is in Virginia. And what happened? Nothing. Here, check this out. Now, as I told you yesterday, this isn't questionably illegal. It's actually illegal. It's like passing a counterfeit bill. It's illegal. It's no question. Your motive may be in question, but it's illegal. You do it, you broke the law. Here's federal law right here, 18 U.S.C. 1507. I'm not going to read it again. We played it yesterday. You cannot intimidate a judge, juror, witness, or court officer in front of their house with a sound device. It's right there. It's 18 U.S.C. 1507. You can look it up yourself. FBI, where are you? FBI folks, that's called evidence to the management at the upper level of the FBI. Why are you humiliating your entire agency? That's called evidence. And to the governor of Virginia, who's a Republican now, what are you doing about this? Here's the Virginia code. Kayleigh McEnany tweeted it out. 182-419. Picketing or disrupting the tranquility of a home. It's illegal under federal and Virginia law. Why is nothing happening? The answer is nothing is happening because the left dominates. The FBI is now a branch of the Democrat Party. So is the Department of Justice. And apparently Glenn Youngkin's too scared to do anything. If this was happening in Ron DeSantis's Florida, I can guarantee you arrests would be made. Because it's the law. You break the law, you go to jail, right? Isn't that what they told us? Isn't that what they say about January 6th, Joe? They broke the law. Trespass. Yeah, but some people walked in an open door. It doesn't matter. Trespass. Jail. Death. Hang them upside down. Remember that? Weird how you can openly break both Virginia and federal law. Clear as day. Nothing happens, right? What's Glenn Youngkin doing? Listen, I like Glenn Youngkin, but I'm sorry, man. I'm not in this for party guys, all right? I'm in this for the truth and principles. And if you can't defend the damn principles, and, you know, I'm sorry, man, you're not worthy of any vote. He's not running again, so it doesn't matter. Only one term, Virginia. But my gosh, you're going to let this happen? Remember, folks, justice is supposed to be blind. It is blind to Democrats. Democrats can do whatever they want. Republicans, no. To the Department of Justice and the FBI, I'll say to you now, I can only hope Donald Trump is elected again, or Ron DeSantis, or whoever decides to run in 2024. I can only hope and pray that they have the guts to clean out the entire, whatever it is, eighth floor of the FBI, whatever the management floor is. I don't know. I didn't work the FBI and the DOJ. You all have to be fired. You are clearly political hacks at this point. It's obvious to everyone. No one believes you. You have zero credibility. And I feel really bad for you because there are a lot of working humps there who worked hard for that badge. And that badge has become a laughing stock now. I'm really sorry to say that. I really am, because I work with some great guys. And I'm sure there are a lot of good people there. But my gosh, it's become a joke. All right, a couple more stories I want to get to before we roll here. Just quickly, the BLM grift continues. This is a great, did you guys see this? Legal insurrection. BLM co-founder admits using $6 million mansion for personal purposes. But don't worry, Joe. She insists no one misused funds. Okay, moving on.
All right.
Justice, of course, is blind to Democrats. Joe, she said no one misused the funds. Nope, she didn't. By the way, I agree. You agree, Dan? What are you talking about? No, yeah. I agree. BLM was a grift from the start. We told you it was a grift. You gave to the grift and they grifted. She didn't misuse it. It's exactly what she told you she was going to do. She was a grifter from the start. Only morons, because again, they don't know the history of grifters like Ron Filipperuski, Bill McCarthy, and Todd Schnitz. If they would have known the history of grifters, they would have seen it. But because they don't know the history of grifters, they give to grifters. She didn't. She did exactly what she was supposed to do. Yeah, that's right. She bought buy large mansions. That's what BLM means, buy large mansions. All right, here's you may have seen this on Fox or cable news yesterday, but this was, again, if you were to say this on any other reputable cable news channel, you would be banned from polite company forever. Here is a comedian on MSNBC talking in the most disgusting way about the abortion decision. This is your media madness block of the day. And I want you to just not watch her, but watch the host. How the host isn't even embarrassed about this disgusting comment. Check this out.
I would like to find out who the leaker is so I can make sweet love to that person, because that person is a hero to me. Okay? And if the leaker, a lot of people are saying it could be a conservative. If the leaker is a Republican, and if I get pregnant during our lovemaking, I will joyfully abort our fetus and let them know. I don't know if that answered your question. I probably didn't.
It was a little off topic. It was a little, go ahead, okay. Jeff. Take this one.
Yeah. He said, whoa. Yeah. Yeah. Whoa was right. If you were to say that on any reputable channel, folks, again, you'd be banned from polite company forever. But because it's the left and, you know, justice and even moral justice is blind, the left can do whatever they want. Buy large mansions, talk about aborting people on television because they don't like their politics. It's all good with the left. Real justice and moral justice is totally blind. The good news, folks, is, and there is good news, and I mean this, this country is still worth saving. There are still a lot of good people here, and there are a lot of great places to live with a lot of great states run by people like Ron DeSantis, where you can live free and let these maniacs do their own thing. Thanks for tuning in. I have Catherine Engelbrecht from True the Vote, the research outfit behind 2,000 Mules, on the radio show later.
All right.
In the 2 p.m. Eastern hour, if you want. Yeah, all right, is right. So don't miss that. You know, her, Dinesh, and Greg Phillips did amazing work. That'll be on, she'll be on the radio show later. We'll include it, by the way, on the Sunday podcast interview show in case you miss it. I'll see you all tomorrow.
You just heard Dan Bongino.